responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls. Valerie is on the line in Montana. Valerie asking the question about intellectual property as far as my view, and that is that I'm completely against it. Intellectual property is just a nice way of saying the government gets to control your property and tell you what to do with it, and apparently that's okay to some people, but to me it's not. In fact, Matthew emailed in during the news break to add something to this discussion. He says, if to own something is to have exclusive control of it, then under intellectual property, you don't even own your own vocal tract since you don't have exclusive control of it, i.e., you can't speak, or in the case of music, sing whatever you would like using it. So intellectual property contradicts the very basis of libertarianism, which is self-ownership. So I think that in a true free market world, if people want to protect their ideas, it's incumbent upon them to do whatever it takes to protect them. If that means that you have to be very, very secretive about your plans to create a new product before it's launched to the marketplace, then you need to do whatever it takes to maintain that secrecy and incur whatever costs it would cost you to maintain that secrecy. And if somebody decides they want to borrow your design and improve upon it, they should be able to do that without facing some sort of consequences for it. I think that ideas, if they're free, lead to more people having more and better ideas, because when you can use other people's ideas to combine those ideas with your brain power or with natural resources, you create new wealth, and then that new wealth can be used and essentially leveraged and turned into new ideas and new wealth and so on and so forth. I mean, if everybody was able to hold on to their so-called intellectual property forever, then clearly a variety of products and services that are available in the marketplace would be much fewer, much less than what we currently have. So, Valerie, your thoughts?
Well, I completely agree with you, and it just seems really wrong for anyone to claim ownership of something abstract like an idea. And I also agree with you as far as the zero government. I'm just completely free market capitalist.
Great.
But where it runs into kind of some weirdness is that isn't intellectual property like the heart of capitalism?
No, I think that capitalism is, as I understand it, is about acquiring capital and then investing that capital and creating new products and services and marketing them and turning a profit and then using that profit to do more things.
But a business isn't just its capital. It's also its operating system and its reputation.
Okay.
And you can't really build a reputation if you can't have a trademark name, right?
Well, you can certainly build a reputation. I mean, we've managed to do it on this show, and there was another show at another time that decided to borrow our name and tried to go and create a different version of it was an awful racist version of this show, but they used the name Free Talk Live, and if I'd spent all my time trying to pursue some sort of legal action against those people, I wouldn't have been able to focus on the things that are important to me. So I think you can build a reputation by being first to market with the most innovative products and offering them at a reasonable value. You can build various different reputations.
Well, in that particular case, you're talking about a couple of guys who did a show once a week, and they were doing it as a hobby, and they probably weren't the most skilled businessmen, considering one of them committed suicide because his trash wife caught her cheating or something like that. It was really some bizarre stuff. But if Westwood won, had rolled out Free Talk Live, that might have been an entirely different story, wouldn't you agree?
They would have been certainly able to market their show a little bit better, no doubt about that, but what would I have done? I mean, I would have gone and kept doing my show the way I wanted to do my show and attracted the listeners that wanted to hear me.
I'd have had a heck of a time marketing, selling spots for what would appear to be, at that point, the illegitimate, we're the original Free Talk Live. Like, you're talking about a very difficult circumstance there.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, Mark. Well, it's a good thing, I guess, that most people don't want to do things like that. So, you know, we don't really have to be concerned with it. And plus, I would point out that the marketplace has built-in mechanisms that prevent that sort of thing from happening when it comes to products. For instance, you can't go to Walmart and tell them that you're Coca-Cola and you're going to, you know, sell, you'd like to sell them your Coke for less, because they've already got a deal with the real Coke and they know that they're the real Coke and they're not going to want to do business with you, even though your Coke might cost them half the amount, because they understand that people want the real McCoy when it comes to making those purchases. And for those that don't want the real McCoy, Walmart has their own Walmart brand, and they want to sell that instead of your brand.
And for all you legal scholars, let's just say that some other big network decides they want to roll out a show called Free Talk Live. Well, they may at some point come after Ian and sue him for using the name, but Ian can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt in court that he's been using the name for 8 years longer than they ever had it. So even though he never trademarked or the name or copyrighted or whatever, he may win in court because he was using it. The usage is actually a factor in disputing something like that.
One might also point out that claiming to be Coke when you're actually not Coke could be considered fraudulent, and Liberty people do tend to be against the use of fraud in their dealings. So you might be able to attack it in that way. Like if you're using the exact same logo and calling yourself the exact same name, there might be a case there. But as far as the products and services that are offered, I think that ideas should absolutely be free.
Also, you know, there's a lot of good ideas and a lot of good inventions that get buried because of intellectual property.
That's a good point.
Some company sees a potential competitor with a new invention. What they do is they buy them out and they bury the technology. So a lot of good technology is buried because of intellectual property.
The car conspiracy theorists have been suggesting that's been going on for a long time with alternate fuel technologies.
The batteries that'll never die.
Yeah, things like that.
There's a warehouse somewhere in Area 54 that's full of car inventions amazing.
Yeah, even if that's nonsense, though, what is true is that there are patent protection agencies out there that are essentially companies made up of lawyers, and what they do is they go and they swindle people out of their ideas, and then they sit on them. And if those other people try to go and actually do something with their ideas later on, then they sue and they completely control so many different inventions that in many cases are just sitting in file folders. Nobody can do anything with
them. I'm not for doing away with the ideas of IP, intellectual property, but I think that there's some big differences between what a trademark is, what a copyright is, and what a patent is. I would say all of them have some problems, the least of which is a trademark. But patents have huge problems, considering that some of the human genome, which is DNA, people have copyrighted your DNA, Wayne, as though you don't really own your own DNA.
They're copywriting plants, aren't they?
They're copywriting Crestless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They're patenting. They're patenting all these things, and it's silly. And then copyrights.
However,
they have their own problems too.
Patents have three requirements. It has to be new, it has to be useful, and it has to be non-obvious. So most patents, they're overturned in court, are on the non-obvious requirement, because you could say, well, anybody would have thought of that, and it gets overturned. So a good attorney can get that thrown out anyway.
The only two areas that I've kind of pared myself down to a couple of areas after speaking with Stephen Kinsella on the show.
He's an intellectual property attorney who happens to be a liberty-minded person.
Yeah, completely against intellectual property. But he said he would secede, and clearly he has some difficulty arguing in these two areas, which are
he would
movies.
Seed, you mean?
Seed?
Yeah. Seed as in give over to...
I'll look that up for you. And get back to you. He would seed in that area in the areas of movies and drugs, simply because, well, I guess there's some problems in those arenas, and I can think of a lot of problems if you put a great deal of research into something and then some other company could just benefit off of your research.
Val, any other thoughts?
No, that's about it. Thanks for taking my call.
Very good. Thanks for bringing that up. Of course, this is one of those issues that Liberty people love to debate on for all eternity.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live hell.
So, by the way, here you go, Mark. Seed, C-E-D-E, to surrender possession of, to yield, to grant.
I think proper usage there.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything, whether it's your thoughts on intellectual property or anything else goes, if you make the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Plus, coming up, we got an update on the situation in Zimbabwe. As you may know, they are suffering under a extreme hyperinflation scenario, and it's not good. But there is a little bit of good news to be found. It's Free Talk Live. We'll explain.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. We go continuing to more of your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll start with Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk to you about pirate radio, but just before I do that, I want to let you know that I was listening to the audio file of that Team Talkback program that both you and Mark called into the other day.
Yeah, you're talking about the local talk show here in the Keene,
right,
New Hampshire area that a lot of the liberty activists kind of are making a habit of calling, although I don't think we have enough.
There.
I don't think we have enough of them yet. There were only three of us that called in a three-hour program on Saturday, but I always post the audio over at freekeene.com. So for those people that aren't really sure what you're referring to, you can just go to freekeene.com and look for the talkback audio files there.
Right. I don't need to go over the whole thing, but I found it funny that they can't seem to separate anarchy or stateless from chaos. They think it's one and the same, or
well,
that's
a common,
without governance, there's no rules.
Well, it's a common misconception, so I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
Right.
They're not
trying
very hard either.
Yeah, that's obvious. No, I wanted to talk to you about pirate radio. I just recently purchased all the gear, and I'm waiting for it to come in to set up my little LPFM station here in the little town here in Texas.
All right, what kind of money But let's talk a little bit about the amount this cost you. I mean, I don't want to get too detailed as far as technical details because
right.
I don't want to bore people. But you're talking about setting up a pirate or community radio station. What did you outlay as far as cash?
As far as cash, the only thing I'm not counting is a used laptop that I already had. But as far as actual transmission gear and the wiring and the antenna, all that stuff was less than $200.
Oh wow, that's
for new stuff. That's for an 18 watt transmitter, so you know, a few miles.
That's pretty cheap.
That's for my little town here, you know.
Very
and,
cool.
So I wanted.
Do you have like a tower that you can put the antenna up on as well, or is that?
I have a choice of either a very tall tree where I can actually hide the antenna a little bit, or on top of a very tall roof.
Cool.
So that's what I'm doing for now, and that'll be more enough to cover our little town here. That's all I'm really going for.
What I would suggest here is that you don't have a pirate radio station. You have a Part 15 radio station.
Well,
right,
you can't have a Part 15 radio station if you have 18 watts, Mark.
Are you a lawyer?
Am I?
No, I'm asking Ian.
No,
are you giving legal advice to this gentleman?
I'm not giving legal advice. I'm just telling you what Part 15 means. Part 15 is where you're running a tenth of a watt.
Well, this is written by the FCC attorneys, and I think that only a qualified attorney would be able to decide what those laws
say. That's fine, Mark.
Say.
The qualified attorney is not going to stop the FCC goon squad from kicking in your front door and taking your 18-watt transmitter from you.
FCC goon squad is probably—and they're not going to stop it. It's not going to stop them if you call it a pirate radio station either, there, Hatch. Shot. Now,
that's why
FCC,
you should call it a community radio station.
Well, you call it Part 15 because then you have the sound like you thought you were legitimate.
Oh, I see. Yes, playing dumb is what you're suggesting.
Well, it's better than playing obstinate, Mr. Obstinate.
Okay. So all that said,
that's a very good plan, and I'm well aware of all the technical risks and legal risks and all that stuff. But what I wanted
risks,
to talk
by
about,
the way, I mean, if you're well aware of it, it's been a while since I've done the digging. I think that there's the potential for jail time, though I don't know if anyone's ever gotten it. And
no, generally not. What you got to do is if you're really irritating to them, then they'll usually try to fine you. What normally happens is if you're discovered, they'll first send a letter telling you to cease and desist, and
right,
then you need to move it or change frequency.
Right, that's when you
stop,
find
you know,
a friend's house and you put it up over
right,
there.
Right, or public land is a good one, too. But if you keep doing it, then they're gonna take your equipment or anything connected to the equipment. So that's why you try to isolate your gear from the rest of your belongings.
Right.
And then if you really are on the side, then they'll start finding you, taking your court, stuff like that. So I'm not planning to go that far and the way I'm setting it up, it shouldn't reach far enough to really pick up the ears of the big boys. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that the fact is the big boys have ears everywhere because there's always somebody who'll snitch.
That's
right,
true,
right.
But really when you're doing pirate radio, the biggest problem you've got are the other broadcasters in town.
That's right.
Right, and there's plenty of holes in our spectrum where I live. Lots
right.
of holes.
And as long as you're being a good neighbor and not stepping on anybody's signal, that'll reduce the chances the other broadcasters will do something about it, but it won't necessarily completely eliminate it.
Right.
The FCC, by the way, never monitors anymore. They don't monitor.
No.
They don't have monitoring stations.
They respond to complaints.
They don't have
yeah.
the money or the time to do it.
That's correct.
Not,
they only
not
respond.
Not all the time, anyway.
Right.
I didn't really want to go into that because everybody knows how, you know, what's going on with that. I know what's going on with that. But what I wanted to talk to you about was...
Yeah.
If you had any recommendations on how to schedule shows or any promos or, I mean, what, I'm new to the whole radio business. I'm technically aware enough to get the thing on the air and to schedule blocks of stuff. But what about, fillers or how far back I should go in the FDL database, you know, for reruns, things like that. Just,
I mean, that's up to you. It's up to you. I mean, there's certain things you can use as far as station automation software. If you go to the affiliates page at affiliates.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yeah, I've got a good package already.
Yeah, and you scroll down. I'm telling you, the listeners, if you go to the affiliates page and you scroll down to the Part 15 section and you look at the link to the, I think, the South Dakota Part 15 station, they've got a link to some station automation software that I guess will switch between internet streams for you. You can probably play MP3s with it as well. So you can probably do a mix of live programming and pre-recorded stuff as well.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really just up to you what you want to put on the air. You are essentially the program director.
Right. Well, I was planning initially is the amount of time I have to devote to it. I'd like to, of course, this is with the permission of everybody involved as far as, you know, the show owners go, but carrying Free Talk Live during the week, and then that'll be it for the week, and then just filling up the weekend with, you know, whatever I want, the archive stuff from, you know, Gardner's show and,
yeah.
Your show and Free Minds.
I think it sounds like a great idea. I think it's brilliant. Use as much of that content as you can. I'm sure that all of those folks will give you permission. Of course, you know you don't need to ask permission to use Free Talk Live. But,
right.
you know, I certainly appreciate you bringing it up. And let us know when you're on the air, and we'll list you under our Part 15 section if that's how you want to be listed, unless you actually have the cojones, like the community radio stations in California and the other pirates around the country, to advertise yourself as a true community station. Slash pirate
station. Not going to go that far.
Okay.
But definitely, you know, tell some friends around town, that sort of thing. We've got a really cool mix of different types of people here, so I believe it's going to go over real well.
I hope so, and I hope you'll keep us in the loop about the status of the station, whether or not the FCC picks up on you and all that. Will you do that?
I'll do it. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Dan, and good luck out there. We appreciate it. I hope more people do what Dan is doing, because, you know, if they're not going to put Free Talk Live on your local talk station, start your own. 800.
And it's a good way to get your message out there.
Yep, 259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drink and Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drink and Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drink and Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Free yourself, free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies, they've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less, still feel full. Users report they eat the same foods, they just eat less of them without feeling hungry. I've been taking Dex-C20 for several months now. It's been working just that way for me, to the point now that Even the days that I miss taking the pill, I don't even feel like eating as much as I used to. Today we had pizza. It used to be I'd have four pieces and I'd be kind of like, should I have a fifth piece of pizza? Should just a little more maybe?
Yeah.
Not now. So I had three pieces of pizza today and I was like, fine, no big problem, nothing at all. No change in my life. Dex-C20, you can get it at Walgreens, GNC, CVS, or you can get it at diet.freetalklive.com. That's Dex-C20. It's in the gold box.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to mention regarding intellectual property that it's not the idea that's patented, but it's the expression of that idea. And, you know,
that's
the
true
notion that we live again in a free market capitalistic world is really utopian and illusory, because the free market never existed in the history of mankind. But
that's probably true.
Right. But I think what's interesting is that with the Enlightenment rationality, you had the notion of intellectual property. And if you look at the rapid technological innovation over the last 300 years, you'll notice that it's basically, you know, through the licensing and the patenting of inventions and ideas, and also the copyright that allowed individual printers to sort of have a monopoly, granted a short-term monopoly, on those ideas or the expression of those ideas in the form of books. And as, you know, a producer, I produced a series of records 20 years ago. You know, to do a recording can be very expensive. It's not uncommon to spend $60,000 or $120,000 on an album with a band.
And when you're putting, that much today.
When you're
Maybe
putting capital
ago.
Into that, you don't want to have someone take your work, reproduce it, give it away for free, or sell it when you actually own the rights to that.
I understand you're saying you don't want to, Frank, but the fact is what you're advocating is that you're going to throw somebody in a prison cell for doing what they want to do with their own property.
No, because it's my property they're actually pirating, and they don't have the release or the license to reproduce that.
Yeah, I understand that you believe fully in the system, but I'd like to say that what you're suggesting that because there's been a lot of technological innovation over the last several years, you're suggesting that it's because of patenting. However, correlation is not necessarily implied causation, and I would like to point out that there are lots of areas that have had plenty of development and advancement in industries that are not patented, areas like perfumes and clothing and things like that.
Perfumes are actually trademarked, and the formulas can be patented.
But the actual no, you cannot patent a perfume.
Yes,
as far
you
as
can.
I understand
you can
it.
Patent the formula of the perfume, and that's what's done all the time. That's why, you know.
That's
in
not
a sense,
my understanding. You can't do it with clothing.
You're wrong.
Frank, what do you have to say with that, to that one?
Repeat.
You can't do it with clothing. What do you have to say to that
Oh,
one?
Yes, you can. You can do you. What you do is you do a copyright on the design, and after the copyright
You're just talking through your butt now at this point, Frank.
Years.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do know that. You can copyright the clothing design. Patent is for an invention. You don't patent clothing. You copyright clothing.
How come
the design?
I believe that you can copyright the name of the designer, but I don't believe
you
can do anything with clothing.
No, you trademark that. That's known as trademarking. You trademark the name.
Frank, I've got to disagree. My understanding is that you can't do that with clothing. That in fact, you know, I can come up with exactly the same dress that another designer does and put my name on it, and that's fine.
Yeah,
no,
what you're seeing in the world
can't
of technological...
If it's a direct copy of that, because people have gone to... Chanel has sued many, many pirates that have copied the clothing design. What happens is when the copyright expires after 19 years, then and if it's not renewed by the person, they have the legal right to renew it, then it's in public domain, and then anyone can sort of cut and change. But one thing you don't seem to understand, with a patent, you can do what is called a design patent, where you make an innovation on an existing patent, and you can patent that innovation. That's known as a design patent. But check your law books. Go back to intellectual property, because, you know, it's, you know, our system is really, in a sense, founded on it, and it really is the foundation of Western industrial capitalism. And one example...
You know what? The foundation of the technological advances that we've had is because of the fact that many... in this country, for many years, there was relative freedom to operate your business in the way that you wanted to. So it was the fact that people were free to do business is what spurred the
and
economy
also the fact
on.
That
the enterprise
had, that Benjamin Franklin had the foresight to set up the patent office that allowed for individuals to create...
Yeah. What it allows for is a bunch of bureaucrats to decide who gets to live and die in the realm of business. And, of course, the those decisions usually go in favor of the patent attorneys.
Frank, you would agree that there's some a great deal of problems with the intellectual property system that we have currently. What about the Sonny Bono law, where I think that you basically for the rest of your life and your children's life and your grandchildren's lives, they won't have to work because you came up with a hit song. Are you familiar
and
with this
And I think
song?
That's fine. As a composer. And someone who has actually created
Frank is a
music,
true believer in
I think
intellectual
that's
property.
Fine.
Now, Frank, imagine for a second, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was patented by Mozart, and now
no, it wouldn't have been patented. It would have been copyrighted.
Fine, copyrighted by. I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
But the copyrighted notion of copyright didn't exist when Mozart was alive.
Understood. That's why. That's the point I'm trying to make here, Frank. Is that if he had done just that, his descendants at this point would still not be working. They would be idle rich and they would be legion. They're probably
that's
be
what we have under capitalism. That's what we have under capitalism.
I don't call
and
it
ultimately,
capitalism.
That's
I
what you have with the free market system if you have a genuine free market system.
I don't
what are you
think
talking
so,
about?
Because that's not really a free market. I mean,
that's correct.
To some
the
extent, I agree with
illusion,
Ian on this one.
But if you had it, that's That's exactly how wealth is made. Most wealth is not created. Most wealth is inherited. 78% of all wealth is
inherited. I don't think you understand what wealth is.
Less than 15% is generated anew. And that's something that, you know...
When you say wealth, Frank, do you mean money? Are you talking about money, or do you mean more than that?
I mean more than that. I mean wealth. I mean every generation, or maybe every three generations, you have someone like Thomas Edison, or an Alexander Graham Bell, or a Bill Gates, or a Henry Ford, who really innovates and creates a system that changes the world and, you know, becomes really a driving force and an economic force.
I think there are a lot more innovators out there than you will give credit to.
There are many of them, but you have to work within the legal structure of intellectual property.
Well, what about if I'm an innovator? Let's say I make $1 billion inventing something, and don't I have the right when I die to give it to my family?
Absolutely.
You have the right
to give that away, and you have the right also to, I think the Mr. Torval who invented the Linux system didn't copyright patent the operating system. He left it for the public domain.
Right.
But what's interesting about it is, you know, you do have that opportunity, but you also
and
have
Linux,
the opportunity
and the people that are making
to create
Linux
an operating
are...
system, license it, own it, and sell it to the world and make, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars.
All right, Frank, you're a true believer. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Since we can patent clothing, I'd like to patent the T-shirt.
Well, I think that he's saying you can't patent clothing. He said you can copyright clothing.
Well, there's something.
If we can copyright clothing, I want to copyright a T-shirt.
There's something called trade dress protection, which I'll give you an example. When the first iMac came out, somebody tried to copy it, and Apple sued because the shape and just the whole swish thing, you know, they call that trade dress protection because the iMac was known for being that shape, so they were successfully thwarted that competitor.
It's outrageous. 800-259-9231. If somebody can do it better than you, they should be free to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And if people want to make the choice to purchase them instead of you, too bad. You didn't do as good of a job. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, we are losing in the voting competition at the moment, in second place, whereas we would like to be in first place, and we can be in first place. But we need your help. We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and that's used for verification purposes to make sure you're a real live person instead of some robot that might be voting, a program designed to fake votes. We don't want that. We want real people voting. We need you to do it at vote.freetalklive.com. So please take a moment and do that for us. It's only a once-a-month thing, so once you're done for this month at vote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about anything. Judy is on the line in Arizona. Judy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark and Ian.
Wayne's here, too. Hey, Judy.
And Wayne, sorry.
Hi, Judy.
I just had to call in. I'm a patent paralegal, have been for 15 years. And
okay.
The guy that was just on, what's his
name? Yeah, Frank. Frank in New
York. Frank's not completely right.
All right, where's he got it wrong?
He certainly sounds right when he talks, though.
Yeah,
sometimes he does.
He does sound very right, but he's just not. First of all, a design patent is on, like, let's say you develop a handy-dandy new handle to deliver a medical device. I work for a medical device company. A design patent is just that. You file drawings on what that handle looks like. Not what it does. It's kind of like trade dress. But
I am completely lost.
Detailed.
I have no idea what we're talking about here. You're saying that design patents aren't what Wayne was suggesting earlier, and that is that some sort of patent that allows you to build off of an existing invention?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
I think I was referring earlier to trade dress protection. I was referring to the original iMac and the shape of it and everything and how Apple was able to successfully thwart some copycats with that.
Yes. And design patents are a lot like trade dress.
Mm-hmm.
But they're more detailed. Like you have to file with them mechanical drawings of what this thing actually looks like, and it has to have some utility. So it's not just a look. Do you know what I mean? It has to do something.
Yeah, for some of these big companies, their trademark, their image is so important to them, they jealously defend it against any imitators who the consumer might confuse them with. And I understand where you're coming from on that because they have a lot invested in it, but yet I think sometimes they go too far, don't you?
I completely agree. I completely agree with you. I mean, I work in the field. I don't necessarily agree with what they're doing, but I'm just saying that what he said about design patents is totally not true.
Okay.
And I think that I also think that that when the patent office decided that you could patent plants and you can patent DNA and not just human DNA, you can patent animal DNA. And Monsanto has actually gone out and patented and has applied for patents on pigs.
On pigs,
wow.
Yeah.
They bred
their own special kind of pig, and now it's our patented pig.
An existing swine, and you can go look it up. Yeah. You can go look it up if you just type in swine at the USPTO search engine, you will come up with Monsanto patents where they are trying to patent DNA of pigs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, my understanding with the patent office is essentially they're so understaffed currently and so overburdened with people putting in patents because they've gotten away with stuff in the past, patenting crazy stuff, that essentially they just let everything go through and they're
just rubber stamping it.
Right, they're just rubber stamping it and then the court system can deal with it.
Well, that way they get the money, right?
Right, they got the
filing
money.
Fee.
And
then
the lawyers who, make this whole system go round and round, the lawyers, they get their money when the court case goes through, and
can you imagine someone coming to your house and serving your papers and saying, "Well, we own the patent on your DNA. Come with us, sir."
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. Well, I suppose it's possible.
You did the story about the baby who died, right?
Which one
just
is this?
Recently,
I'm not recalling what was the story.
Wasn't able to get some kind of medication because the DNA. Didn't you do a story just a couple days ago?
Sounds like somebody might have called in about something like that. I don't know. I live in a time warp. I'm not really sure what I did to you.
But, I mean, stuff like that should not – I mean, that's not new or novel. That is stuff that is made up of all of us.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's just crazy.
It is crazy.
Everyone would agree that the patent process is just out of control.
Yeah, the entire system is crazy, and that's what happens with government programs. Whatever the program is, it always grows beyond its original intention. So the intentions might have been good. I mean, the idea of protecting ideas, I'm sure, is very popular amongst those who create the ideas. But as you can see, it's become a system that's been completely dominated and taken over by the attorneys, and they rule this world. And it's actually, I think it's stifling progress. I mean, Frank was making the argument that he believes that it's because of patents that progress has happened, and he was, I think, drawing a conclusion which you can't necessarily draw. There happens to have been some amazing technological advancement within the last several decades, but I think that's because of the relative freedom that businesses have to operate, not necessarily because there's some governmental agency out there wielding force and threatening their competitors.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And you're somebody that actually works in the field, so I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you and the expertise as well at 1-800-259-9231.
I was going to say, a lot of people have knocked the Japanese over the last 30 years about not being innovators. They've taken an existing idea and improved upon it. And if more
That's
people,
innovation?
Yeah, that's innovation in itself. I agree. Making a car more reliable and more sleek, better gas mileage, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. Innovation comes in all forms, not just the initial invention. Sometimes some of the best innovations come after something's invented.
And if you have to beg for permission before you're allowed to innovate, that puts a real dampener on the entire creative process.
Absolutely, it does. Jumping through all those hoops can just when you've got the inspiration to do something,
you should just be able to do instead of saying, "Well, I like your idea. Can I please use it in creating a new idea of my own?"
All these patent rules and everything—they're completely designed that big business controls the creation of new things.
Sure, you can use the
idea. The little guy is stifled at every corner.
Yeah, you're a little guy. You want to use the idea. Sure, you can use it. Just pony up. You've got $30,000, don't you? Or whatever the amount is. I mean, if it's their idea, they can probably charge whatever they want to charge you for using it.
And yet this is another example of why our economy and our system has gone to seed, because you have to build a viable economy from the bottom up and not from the top down. And when you let the top, the central planners control the economy and control who can invent things, who can't, who can work, who can't, then you have a stifling environment where people don't want to produce.
So what is the opportunity cost of the patent system? I mean, what is it?
Massive.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what Frank is pointing out, that he thinks there's been all this wonderful development that's happened because of patents. But what are we actually missing out on because of patents? What are all the wonderful inventions and the great wealth that we could have? What is it all that we might have today that we don't have because the various different people that might have wanted to pursue a particular path in life and were prevented from doing so because of the patenting process? What are we missing out on? We don't know.
And that's something the public never sees.
No, and then that's the opportunity. I believe that's the definition of the opportunity cost, as I understand it, at least.
It's what you're foregoing. For example, if you decide not to go to college and you work instead. If you go to college instead of working, the opportunity cost would be the amount of money you could have made working.
The advancements you could have gotten in the company that you were working in.
Yes.
So those are just two examples of the opportunity cost. It's tremendous. And where we're at today is in a situation where the lawyers completely control the entire situation from top to bottom, and there's tremendous cost just to simply comply with the patenting process and to hold the patents and to sue for people that are violating the patents. And, I mean, there's a lot of, obviously, court time and things like that that's tied up in these situations, and a tremendous amount of money is being tied up. What kind of money would companies be able to save if they didn't have to employ an entire legal department in order to handle the patenting situation? They could use that money for research and development. It's my understanding that a lot of research and development costs are actually patent costs. So it costs less to do R&D if you didn't have to go and CYA when it comes to the government patent situation. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I can tell you the people in Zimbabwe are not concerned with patents. They're concerned with getting money they can spend.
Survival.
Hyperinflation is a serious problem there. And we'll talk about that coming up here in hour number three. Take your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.